This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Sorry.
Oh, dear, what happened there?
My knob nearly fell off.
Oh, dog, dog.
There's knobs flying off.
Hello, people. Murphy's Law this afternoon. How are you guys?
Good afternoon. Well, I was good, but then just 2 seconds before we came on, there were buttons flying off panels and your knob was dropping off.
Oh, it's just a sign of things to come, isn't it, really?
Hello, Joyce. Hello, Timothy. Hello, Dean Murphy. Dollface.
Hello, Damien, our producer. How are you all?
Hello, everyone out there, the support crew. It's become like Mardi Gras in here on a Monday.
And we did 6 years with just the three of us.
Just, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's casts of thousands. I love it.
Might I add?
Yes.
It's, I think we deserve the Murphy's Law clap because recently it became apparent 7 years. We had our 7th year anniversary over the weekend.
Was it?
Yes. Yeah. 7
wow.
years on air.
Aren't we good?
Aren't we amazing?
Didn't we even not know?
It had been 7 years as
seven
of now.
7 years, Joel, yes.
Wow. So is this our celebratory
feels
show?
Like,
is
it feels like about 80, doesn't it?
Is this our anniversary show?
This is our anniversary. Oh, we didn't think about
didn't
that, did we?
We didn't do any prep for it. We could have played back old things from the past.
You know when there's the silver anniversary and the diamond. What is 7 years? Anyone know?
Dog's years. Dog's years.
Hang on.
So,
paper?
Copper. Oh, tin.
No, that's not tin. It's copper.
Copper.
Oh, right.
Like a
they're
one
different.
Cent piece.
They're different. Different colours, different metals.
He's colourblind.
It
he
doesn't matter.
Clue.
Oh, yeah, they all look the same.
Should we do some flashback things this afternoon?
Maybe we should.
I haven't
should.
Really teed much up, but we've got a lot
if you're
of
out
stock
there,
in there.
Listeners, and you've been long-time friends of
Is there
Murphy's
anything
Law,
that you've loved?
Let us know if there's something you'd like to hear again, and we will try and trawl through the.
Oh, we've got it there. It's just sort of.
Trove. The treasure trove.
It's, unfortunately, I logged it all, and I'm a little dyslexic, so it might take
it
us
is
a
like
little while to get there.
Like finding a needle in a haystack. Yeah. Now, apologies, boys, for leaving you on your own last week.
Oh, that's all right.
I must tell you, though, that when I'm not here, I can still hear you.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't know.
And was there something
Have you got a radio in Glen Huntly?
I can listen on the app.
Oh, that's
I'm
fabulous.
Not sure if you should be listening with a migraine.
No, yeah. Well, I was on the couch with one eye open and, like, holding my head and listening to the fact that I was letting you down.
Oh, that's...
Siblings letting you down.
Oops. Did you enjoy the show without you?
I then turned it off because I was furious and I had a headache. So
oh, right, okay. No, I was going to get you to critique
it. I did enjoy it for a little while. Well, I haven't had time to listen to the podcast.
All right.
But ladies and gentlemen, we do podcast weekly.
Yeah, we do.
That's right, on
our
the Joy
podcast
website.
Is doing. Our podcaster is doing a really good job. We never had podcasts so good.
No, they're amazing. You
and
need to
you
log
can,
on.
Yeah.
You can hear us on iTunes or you can hear us on the Joy website.
Yes.
Look at me go.
You look at you go. You always sound links? Like you know what you're doing.
I'm trying to make up for letting you down.
Yeah, that's
dog.
Okay. You have. No, you can shush. We have.
I don't think that's
we
the
have,
start.
No, it's not. It's 6 minutes past. Oh. It's not at all.
Oh, I could feel that in my ancha.
I don't think you have an ancha.
Oh, don't I?
According to the way ancha normally works.
Oh, is it? Oh,
but we'll
oh,
make
yeah,
one
the
up
nutty
for
bit.
You.
Yeah. No, I don't have that.
Can we move on? We have someone else that doesn't have an ancient area is Cher. She's coming up later on. Is the whole of Melbourne invigorated with the Cher concert? Because
it
we have been
be.
Giving away Cher double passes all week and last week as well. This week, no exception.
No exception.
We just have to figure out a really interesting way to give it away this afternoon.
This that comes concert up. Is going to be wall-to-wall Joy listeners. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like a little Joy party.
Yet notice that none of us in the room are going?
No. We're not allowed.
We haven't been able to rig tickets. That's Beautiful, 18 degrees in town today.
And it's gone
lovely.
Jack's crackers in here, hasn't it? We've just
we don't
lost the plot.
People don't care.
Oh,
they just want to know what's happening out there where they are.
Oh, out there.
It's 18, it's beautiful.
If you were out beautiful. There with Cher in the air,
would you care?
Okay, we're trying to work out how we're going to give away the Cher tickets this afternoon.
Sorry.
Anna has come up with some awesome ideas.
Including what would Cher's bear be called?
My word, you're creative. Just want to read a little read a little article.
Okay,
to
yeah,
you.
Sorry. Yeah, right.
Rising star Jet Kenny said he's happy to live in the shadows of his famous parents. My parents are known everywhere,
who's
but not me.
Jet?
Jet Kenny.
Who's Jet Kenny? Oh, whose parents are he?
Kenny.
Kenny?
Who's
the Kenny?
Lisa Curry Kenny and Grant Kenny.
Oh, that's a...
Did you not know that?
Stab in the dark.
Have you been living under a rock?
Hello.
I have. Looking at his picture, I've certainly been under a rock that I need to come out from.
Are known everywhere, but not me, Kenny says.
Not for long.
Mum said...
With that rig.
She was at the shops
How
and someone asked...
How do I objectify someone? What?
Someone asked if she was Jet Kenny's mother. That's kind of funny, he says, because I always feel like I'm just their son. They'll always be the famous ones because you've done such amazing things and I'll just be me. Kenny has shot to fame.
Is this going anywhere?
No,
at all?
I'm just dragging it out so I can look at the...
I can tell. All you wanted to do was look at his abs.
Producer, can we take a snappy, happy snap of of the Kenny boy?
This has now just become Dean wants to share the latest thing he's ogled.
There's 17,000 ab muscles on that.
Yeah, he's got a lot.
He's got a lot of hair.
He's got a lot of...
A lot of blonde locks.
Locks. Flowing locks.
Which is
good
surprising.
Biology.
He's quite tall.
Good genes.
Is Lisa the tall one? And was Grant midget? Grant was a midget, wasn't
he? No, Lisa's quite tall.
Is she?
Yeah, I think...
Well, I think he's got the same six-pack as Lisa.
Anyway,
an amazing...
We have gone off tap. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Can we go back to rhyming?
Yeah, I was like really enjoying just rhyming what Cher would care about.
Right, well, we'll work on the Cher thing. I hate researchers big time.
No, I'm not.
I hate them.
I'm not a fan.
Because you know what? About a year ago, I remember reading an article that said aspirin every day is really good for you. It's healthy. It does things like prolongs life, gives you more life. What else? There's a whole bunch of other things. Wards off disability and all that kind of stuff. Now, today.
Oh.
A daily dose of aspirin could do more harm than good.
Yeah, now that's... Look, it's like the egg thing.
So
like,
I've been taking...
eggs are bad for you. What have you been doing? Have
I've
you
been popping
taking aspirins. Why?
Prolonging life. I want health, I want the fountain of youth.
You're an idiot. Oh.
And now, apparently, it can cause major bleeding and cancer.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Well, because it's I was only... told. No, now it's... I just think, you know what? Do whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
Don't listen to researchers.
No.
Because next year they'll say peanut butter's bad for you.
Well, it is bad.
Is it?
Yeah, peanut butter's bad.
Oh,
it's
I thought it was.
But it's just fat.
Can you get organic peanut butter that's good?
Oh, none of it's good, doll. It's really oily.
Oh, well,
it's
I'll take that back. I'll just go back to aspirins.
Go back to... I tell you what isn't good at the moment is the people sticking metal things in the fruit.
No.
First of all, strawberries.
What kind of barking lunatic would think that that's...
And then bananas. Stop it.
It's in the bananas now as well.
I know. Be careful, people. It's a dangerous, dangerous world out there. It's terrible. I've just seen it. I'm furious. And, granted, that is nothing to do with your research article, but you were having a rant and I wanted one too.
Good on you. We've both ranted and now we must move on.
Yes.
We go to a very special little segment that we have every week here on Murphy's Law when we bring in the police force and everything good.
We like to make sure that they come in to keep us all
on our toes
and honest.
Except I'm not the police.
Yeah, I know, but you sort of represent them at the same with the show.
Congratulations, welcome, Will.
Half a degree of separation.
I love Murphy's Law.
We love you.
How have you been all this week?
I didn't actually know where Dean was going then, so
I'm going where we normally go with our comments and commentary with the Glow Show, and it's to keep it really nice and safe.
Just in
not
case.
Diving into too many areas that we don't like to indulge in.
No.
Now, listen, Will, this week, Highway Patrol, what the hell is that about?
Well, it's more of a fun type show.
Highway Patrol.
We got...
cops have got a funny sense of humour, haven't they?
Let's get they have.
Gave all those people tickets.
Look, I like...
Sorry, they do a very, very important job.
Highway Patrol, I call it more of an ally-based topics. We delved into our community topics the last couple of weeks and they can be a little bit challenging, but Highway Patrol is literally for everybody. It's for our allies as well as our community. We're all a part of the road. We all... Yep. Get involved in those laws, and it's great to know what goes on. Get some great advice and some great tips from Beck.
Yep.
And
who's Beck, by the way? Sorry.
Well, Beck is a leading senior constable out at North Melbourne. Well,
didn't Beck come in 1 week?
She has been in
with us.
Probably.
She? I thought she did. Anyway,
I just get scared.
But look, she's
around the law is not okay. She doesn't sound okay, really, when you say
will
it like
you not
that.
Interrupt, Will? We're
sorry,
trying to get
Will.
This out.
And Beck's apparently got some big news for us tonight.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Can you give us a hint?
I don't know what it is.
Is it like a, I don't know, a new police outfit?
They're getting new cars.
Could you imagine they might be changing their colour?
Why not?
Oh, my God.
Well, time for change. Change is as good as a holiday.
They should go from those yellow safety vests to pink safety vests.
I'm trying to rack my brains. What good things would happen if you're on the road?
Please don't say it's reducing the traffic to 20 kilometres an hour.
She says we're going to have to come in.
Maybe we're going to.
I'm going to have a big, fat, juicy argument with her. She says drop the speed limit to 20k an hour.
Maybe we're going to.
No point having a car.
Maybe we're going to 100 on the CityLink.
Whoa. Ooh. Whoa.
Now you're talking.
Maybe they might give out money.
Oh, yeah. Or free coffee passes or something like that.
Great. There you go. Bloody good show.
I'd be the slowest person on the road if they gave out coffee passes.
Possibly. Well, it sounds action-packed. What's the most intense sort of, because you're working with the police and you're not a cop.
No.
But do you find some of the topics really, for yourself, like really hard-hitting?
Yeah, look, it's a mixed bag, to be brutally honest.
Because I know Gabby's as cold as all get out. She's got no emotion. She's shut down.
Oh, that's a terrible thing.
Gorgeous.
Do you know what I mean? Because she's immune to it because she's done it for so long.
I don't think that's true.
Gabby's the best cop in the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But she's, she's been doing it so long, nothing's a surprise. That's what I tried. That's what I meant to say.
Which you said so eloquently before.
That's what I meant to say.
I can't say eloquently.
And look,
that's
the perfect balance of the show because Gabby is, obviously part of the Victorian Police Force. She's over the issues. She can express them. And so I'm more coming from a naive point of view.
Right, so you're like the instigator of conversation.
Exactly. And I'll ask the naive questions. I come in genuinely. I mean, I genuinely don't know the issues. I genuinely don't know what's going on. I genuinely don't know the challenges. So I will ask those questions. Honesty is the best way to be.
The five P's, Will. Five P's. I can't even get it out.
In a lot of the topics, it's good to be, in that sense, unprepared to ask the questions that everybody else wants to ask.
I want to ask this question. Mm-hmm. Do you and Gabby go out dancing on a Friday or Saturday night?
I can't dance.
What? You dance in front of our wheel every Friday. You are the
that's
rainbow
all you
wiggle.
Do.
You are wiggling out.
I don't even like kids. Can I be the wiggles?
Sorry, all those
mums driving their kids.
Their kids and,
Loretto College.
That's all right. He's just joking.
Everyone's loving this wiggles thing. I can't get over it. I just think I'm the most unwiggle wiggle in the world.
No, you are the best wiggle ever. The ones who think they aren't
Oh, God.
That's good. 6:30 tonight. If you want to jump on and enjoy the show, Glow Show, every Monday night. Thank you for coming in, Will.
Thank you for having us once again. It is a privilege and I love coming into
Do you really?
I do. I love
feel
it.
Like we just demolish these interviews.
Hanging with you guys, just have a quick chat.
Yeah, it's good.
Beautiful.
Oh, we'll come back next week. You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Ciao.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does. Joy 94.9.
Timothy.
Yes.
Well, Anna Murphy's going to make a cup of tea, so I thought I'd talk about this story.
Okay.
Because it's an injured dog story.
Oh, she doesn't not want to hear that.
She doesn't want to hear that. Not with Pepper Middleton, her little poodle.
The Barbara Streisand of the dog world.
UK actor Elizabeth Hurley has received a payout by Amazon after her dog was run over by the delivery driver. The Labrador Hector, too, suffered a collapsed lung. I've had one of those.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. When I was 14. That's another story altogether.
Wow.
And half my lung ripped out. And broken leg, which I didn't have, in an incident in Hurley's lovely estate in December. The family asked Amazon to pay the vet bill, which was reported to be $3,655.
Oof.
Yeah. Amazon coming at you.
Wow. They are really a global domination.
Aren't they?
Taking over the world and your dog.
Oh, that's it. She's back in the studio now. Okay. We can go to another song.
Oh,
lovely.
Fabulous.
Murphy's Law. No, that wasn't your cue to call. I know it's a Cher song. We probably played that a little bit early.
A little bit,
did we?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, under sight. Sorry about that.
It's not how you're winning the tickets anyway after 5
o'clock.
It's not. We have a double pass to go and see Cher on October 6th. It is the final of finals of finals. It could be the final last show.
You're making it sound like it's going to be some like Weekend at Bernie's style situation. Don't say it like that. Okay. She might change her mind. She might do a John Farnham and go, I'm going to come back again when she's 80.
Okay.
Is she 80 now?
No, she's 72.
72.
Oh, she's 72. She's got heaps
of
time.
Same age as Mum.
Oh, skipping a jump away.
Oh, God. Imagine Mum in one of Cher's outfits. Oh, my God.
If I could turn back
oh
time.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, okay.
No one needs to see that.
I don't know how to fix what happened in my head then.
I'll be lighting candles at the church.
La, la,
no.
Oh, if you don't mind.
No, Dorothy Faye.
That's our
Cher's
mother you're talking about.
If I could turn back time, outfit is not going to happen.
Dear, if I could turn back time on this segment, I would.
You were going to talk about your hair.
Yeah,
how did we get onto that? What happened to it?
I don't know. I think I went from Cher to hair. Anyway. few weeks back, ladies and gentlemen, who follow the bouncing ball of the show, you might remember that I had an incident.
Disaster.
Which my brother decided to spend the entire show publicly humiliating me for my orange.
But didn't it bring so much joy to people's lives?
Well, I don't know. It didn't bring much to mine, is all I can say. But I just want to report in that, because we've now done two shampoo, like I went to the hairdresser to try and fix it. I've also done two purple shampoo goes of it to keep it under control. Because I'm not going to the hairdresser down in Torquay until October. I have had two separate individuals in the world of comedy compliment me on my hair.
Yeah, but they're not quite right, are they? All those people in comedy aren't right.
Well, clearly not.
No.
You turned around to me the other night when he was sitting right next to me and he turned around point blank and went, "How long have we got this for?" And I'm like, how very rude.
Yes, I did.
But I'd like to say I have triumphed over adversity. I sucked it up and I said, right, I'm just going to own it. Two people have said, it's really good, and you can tell it's a good job that they've done.
Hang on a sec, two people in some dingy, dark, can't even see, smoky little dog box pub.
I think that's the trick.
You think that their vision and they're half tanked.
You don't walk around with an orange light on your head like you do in this studio. I beg your pardon.
Blotto with eyes closed and bung said that your hair looked good. Well, that's wow. What a recommendation.
Oh, that's not how we play the game.
Can we go to another song?
Yes,
you might think that a night between the sheets with a tone chiseled hunk and his six-pack abs would leave you satisfied beyond belief, but you might find yourself disappointed.
Hang on, what?
I didn't breathe during that. In fact, a recent study suggests that if you really wanted to boost your sex life, you should tell your man to put down the salad and order him a juicy steak with a side of order of fries followed by dessert. That's right.
Really?
The study from some university in Turkey found that men with bigger bellies lasted longer in bed and make better lovers overall. Researchers found that on the relationship between a man's BMI, which is body mass index, and sexual performance, in 200 men, 100 of whom were seeking help for erectile dysfunction and 100 who reported no problems. While the results came in, it was found that when it comes to stamina, overweight men with big bellies and a higher BMI outperform their slimmer counterparts, and not by a small margin. On average, the men with a higher BMI lasted an average of 7.3 minutes in the sack versus 2 minutes with those with a lower body mass index. There you go. You hear it all here on the show,
don't
you? I
don't really know what to say about that. I'm busting my gut in the gym every day because I'm like single again at nearly 45.
Maybe you should keep it. Maybe it works the same for women. Maybe you should keep
those. Have we got an article?
Love handles.
Don't speak about me like I have.
Belly.
Don't speak about me like very love handles.
You're going to be out of the family this Christmas.
Love handles. How very dare you?
Someone who
I don't think you get out of it that easily. Tim's shocked and usually he's on your team. No, do you know what? Turn his mic off. I'm sick. I can't believe what's just happened in here.
That is atrocious.
I have never.
I think we'll be seeking an apology.
I'm going to force feed him carbohydrates for the next 10 weeks. And let's see you at your New Year's party with your fat gut after you've been eating your chips and your gravy. What I'm going to make you.
Calm down,
tie you
Blondie.
Down.
Calm down
Don't
over there.
Don't talk about my hair like you've
Listen,
got right
someone
to.
Someone you might have I'm a little furious. Bit in common with.
What?
Cardi B, a Maroon 5.
Why?
This is Cardi B.
Don't you dare.
Girls like
Cardi
you.
Cardi B.
Girls like you
How?
Too.
I'd like Nicki Minaj, if anything. She was the original. How dare you, cheap copy. I'm furious.
Some messages come through, Anna Murphy. This one from Tomo from Reservoir.
Said, I knew my gut would be useful one day. Pity no other guy thinks it.
Oh, no. You're just not searching hard enough.
I'm not searching at all.
No,
so
you.
I don't know what I'm worried about mine.
Don't
then.
Give
Thanks
up.
Very much.
We were talking about men with bigger bellies make better lovers. We also had this one through from Matthew that says,
love the Catherine Tate impersonation, Anna. Yes.
Oh, is that
how
really
very dare you?
How very dare you? People, I guarantee you would not have heard share tickets being given away the way we are giving them away.
No.
No.
I think it's got to be a first for this radio station.
It is a first.
Let me just put it this way, and I'm not being gross, but I am wet.
Traffic for Melbourne.
for the second time in such a short time. It's amazing, isn't it, as we head out to the roads this afternoon. The Calder Freeway ate chilli last night and is ready to go at 6 minutes. Eastern Outbound has been using its Metamucil regularly, so it's going nicely at 12 minutes. The Monash Outbound, unfortunately, ate too many pistachios last night, so it's a bit backed up at 46 minutes. And the Princess Freeway is eggbound at 16 minutes. And there's your traffic. Don't say I didn't warn you.
It is time. We're so excited. It is time for the share tickets giveaway.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, we were told by the powers to be at Joy that we had to give it away the most creative way we can.
Yeah, I reckon we
I often thought we never had to be told that, but
no.
We've been told.
7 years, they're like, come on, guys.
Come up with something which is riveting. And it's going, we're going to just engage the listener.
So we put our collective brains together.
And we came up with this. What you need to do is you need to be able to identify what song is taking place in this bit. Can we play it now?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, go for it. If you can identify that, 0427 Joy 949 honorandjoy.org.au. We're going to play it a few times throughout the hour. We're going to put all the ones that come through which actually get it right into a hat.
Do you know, it's so funny because I did it. I know the song.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's clear as day, but you're all just looking so confused.
Bedazzled. Bedazzled. This one came through from Mark from Dandenong.
They said, is it the theme song from Neighbours? That's a Cher song. And this sounds like Donald Duck having an orgasm.
That's from Marky Mark. So
and
we've
our
had
producer
lots of,
Tim has finally just realised what it is.
Yeah, well,
he's only heard it about 14 times.
Yeah. And this one, Justin from Southbank said,
oh, hi, Murphys, it sounds like me rushing off to the sperm bank.
Good on you, Justin. We also had this one.
Is it Turn Back Time?
From Adrian. We also had this one.
So easy and obvious. Is it Strong Enough?
And this one from Boyd.
Says, is it Believe?
Well, could be that one as well. And someone made mention too, because we said about Dolly Diamond, we had the day off. Obviously, next week there is a holiday coming up. Mm-hmm. It's a grand final Friday.
Oh,
and this person is jaded.
It's not a long weekend, only for Melbourne. Some of us, some have work as we look after
you know
other states.
You know don't what? Have a whinge.
That's probably somebody coming from Sydney, and I believe you've got a long weekend coming up the weekend after that.
Correct. On the same weekend.
On the same weekend. Yeah. Right.
We've got so many messages coming through. This one came through from Jason
in Ivanhoe. Says, hi, kids. I believe I'm loving the show. I believe the song may be Believe.
Oh, could be.
I tried to get Siri to send this message and she stuffed it up 10 times. In the end, I pulled over so I could message you. I believe Siri is a jealous freak because she can't go to share and I desperately want to win.
Ah, you're creative.
Siri was never going to be able to remember all that.
No. This one from Mark from Dandenong.
I've put your recording through my D-Bubble amplifier app and have discovered it is definitely strong. Wrong enough.
This one from Trevor from Bombay.
Sorry, I'm a little bit like Mr. Ed at the moment that's just had peanut butter.
What have you been sucking on?
I ate something and it's a bit sticky in my face. Anyway.
Can you continue?
Hi, Murphys. It's quite challenging to recognise which Cher that song that is without her characteristic synth, techno and reverb effects.
Yes, Trevor, thank you. We've also got this one from Craig from Paran.
I get Evergreen, but that's not Cher, so I'm guessing Believe.
Probably, maybe.
Hi, guys. I'm thinking it sounds like Believe. I hope I'm right.
That's Chris from Mentone. We also had this one through.
Is the song String Enough?
I don't know whether it is String Enough.
Hi, Murphys. I believe it is Believe from Mark.
From Frankston, and we had this one too.
It says, Strong Enough. Cheers, Matt. P.S. You guys are fab. Thanks, Matt.
And also this one from Gavin.
A Collingwood theme song.
Could be that one as
Could
well.
Could be.
Still 17 degrees in town at the moment. That's awesome.
It's awesome because it's actually minus 45 in the studio.
Oh, you keep whinging about it. No one cares.
I actually think that's the first time I've mentioned it today.
No, earlier on today.
No,
on
air. I don't think you need to cut me down like that.
On a share note.
You need to put your manners back in, mister.
Here we go.
You're becoming very Peter Overton to my Tom Cruise right now. Does anyone remember
this? Yes,
the
I remember it. I do remember it well.
Yeah, it took a while. Got there.
Can we give away the share ticket soon?
I don't know. Can we try?
I don't know.
Or have we already talked about that once tonight and it's driving everyone crazy?
Has someone cracked it?
Oh, there's tension in this room. Realize, you can cut it all in the night.
It's because it's like a freaking fridge in here. It's cold.
I can't feel my
fingers. My legs are freezing. Oh. And you're talking about the weather. It's so nice outside, 17 degrees. What's not in here?
Justin from South Bank thinks it's...
I'm feeling strong enough.
Could be. Not too sure. And this one from Little
John says, I figured it out. It's every Cher song without auto-tune.
Oh, this Cher thing's going crazy.
I've never seen
the phones go so berserk in all my life and the text messages coming
through.
Well, it's
just lucky that we've now got a support crew is all because in the old days... Would have just been us three, Paul, paddling around in the phone yard out there.
And the phone yard.
And the emailing system.
on the fax machine.
Oh, I went back to yonder year then.
How old are you?
This was a wireless.
Wow.
I don't know.
You're the oldest thing on earth.
I'm just trying to put myself in the right.
And this one came through from Justin from South Bank.
Hi, Murphy's. My housemate was yelling out, Stroganoff, Stroganoff. His gorgeous Chilean accent is harder to decipher than Anna's gurgling.
Oh, correct. And this one?
I've changed my mind. I believe it's strong enough.
That's from Jason.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Judd, and this is Postcards for White Privilege. This week on the show, we take a look at a magical place in my world, a place that shaped me into the powerhouse entrepreneur that I am, a place that connects me with spirituality. That's right, we check out behind the scenes of the Brownlow Medal. Oh, we also have a special interview with Melbourne socialite and one of my best friends, Nadia Bartel. Nadia shares with us the trauma that has been 2018 in her life and reveals to us what it was like when the city of Stonington rejected her family's plans for a helipad on their Toorak property. We also talk to a leading psychologist who gives some good advice to those who visit my Rebecca Judd Loves website and finally realise that they are closer to the poverty line than they once thought. That's this week on Postcards for White Privilege, and I'm Rebecca Judd.
Murphy's Law Radio Show. Trust us, just follow the bouncing ball.
Your love still brings me to my knees. I've got a story about Marsha Hines that I can't repeat on this radio station. But one day when I write my memoirs, she'll be in it.
Do you know the funny thing is Carl Sandilands was saying the same thing about her, that on television she was all very nice as pie, and she was always, you know, when she was on the Australian Idol thing, and she was always like, thank you, you know, you come in here, you did your best. And he was always saying to her, no, you should get like you are off stage, off air, because she's a little bit ghetto.
My lips are sealed.
Right.
We've got more people, so many people sending through messages for this Cher double pass to go and see Cher live. This one came through from John from Frankston.
It said strong enough, just like Anna's.
Anna's anal bubbles. Anal bubbles.
Anna's bubbles.
Trevor from Bond Beach
says, I believe that your bubble technique is strong enough to fool even gypsies, tramps and thieves.
Ah, I see what you've done there.
Very good.
This one came through. Hi, Tim Dean.
Tim and Dean, and welcome back, Anna. I hope you're feeling so much better after you being on your deathbed last week. Oh, that's a bit rude. I was on my deathbed. No, I had a migraine. It was awful. A migraine. By the way, can you please play Ariana Grande, No More Tears? Cheers, bro. Well, that's not really how we're playing the game, but you can go in the draw too.
Thanks, Conrad. And this one came through from Boyd.
I'm also thinking strong enough. Don't you know
you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
We head out to the roads for the last time tonight. Thank God, screams everyone in their cars. Colder freeway, still easy breezy, cheesy squeezy at 6 minutes. Eastern outbound, like Skid Row at 12 minutes. The Monash freeway outbound is a bat out of hell at 42 minutes. The Princess outbound is a slow like honey at 16 minutes. Over to you, Disco Dino, on the traffic.
Oh, God. The winner of the share ticket, Santa Murphy.
Yes.
I'm very excited to announce that our winner, who guessed the bubble off.
The things you people make me do. And I put up a good fight, didn't I? Oh, no, don't make me do
it. It was as clear as dog balls to me. That one, but
as clear as stroganoff.
We had this winner, Justin from South Bank. who says...
My housemate was yelling out, Stroganoff, Stroganoff. His gorgeous Chilean accent is harder to decipher than Anna's gurgling.
There you go.
Yet he had sent in another message saying it's strong enough. So, yes, congratulations.
I'm so excited for the concert, even though I'm not going, because I think it's just going to be filled with joy listeners. It's going to be great.
Right, like a big joy party.
Big
in your pants.
Joy off. In your pants.
I don't know. You know,
how delirious and tired are you? Is that that lemon cake that you've
just had?
Just
had a bit of sugar and yeah. I've gone. Oh, I've had a lovely time most of the time when you're not talking to me because the rest of the time...
Oh, you're still hanging on.
No, I'm just saying. It hasn't been... You've just been horrible and mean.
What? How? Tim, tell me.
You have been mean. I haven't really been in the room, to be honest.
No, Tim's not really with us.
Like, I don't know where I am. But I have heard some nasty comments coming from this side.
Oh, right. Yes,
pointing at Dean's
side. Terribly sorry. Maybe I have issues.
My side. You do, you've got a lot.
Maybe. Do you have something to talk about?
Yeah, just the fact that there's new research, which you'd love, is about... says singing daily reduces stress, clears the sinuses and helps you live longer.
Oh.
Based on my bubble song, I am going to outlive Cher
maybe.
And everyone else who's over the age of 70. I am.
Well, she
I sang
she
so well.
When she's got booked out concerts around the world, she doesn't take days off from the concert because she's got a migraine.
She gets paid a lot of money. I have a job and I was on the road and this is a volunteer project for me, so I couldn't drive properly.
What's that called when I do that? Is that stoking the something?
Yes, poking the bear.
Poking the bear.
Idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the only research thing you had?
Don't poke the bear around these parts.
After our producer spent hours and hours and hours collating articles.
Well, what have you? You've got the same articles.
I was talking about fat people before.
Well, exactly.
That was an hour ago.
We've had a lot of share stuff since then. What else have you got, Gert?
Oh, don't you dare. That's what my father calls me and has since I was little. Gertie Gertrude.
Gertie Gertrude.
Gertie Gertrude.
Come on, smart aleck. What do you got now? It's a long intro. Oh, last man standing. In the blue corner. Anna Murphy with a beautiful peroxided hair. In the red corner, the winner.
This is what happens to sports people when they sledge people before the main event. He's been sledging me for 2 hours before this.
Let's do it. Let's get this show on the road.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dean, you are flying off at a cracking pace. 10-7 you lead.
Wow. Oh.
You'll be kicking us off tonight.
I think that's a stretch. No one's been paying attention.
That's right. I'm not even in the room. What would I do? Dean, tonight's topic is, in along the bubble theme, Cher songs.
Believe.
It's in his kiss.
Gypsies, tramps and thieves.
Strong enough.
Oh, I was going to get it. Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you. And I would like to thank, not Dean.
Oh,
I'd like to thank Tim.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Damien.
I like to think of myself as quite a big fan of Cher's, but obviously not enough.
Not really.
I was thinking that might have been quite difficult with the theme tune hanging in the back there.
Oh.
Well, it was, but I actually am not that familiar with Cher's song, so I was going to run out.
Can you see my screen from there?
No, I was trying before. All I could see was letters, I can't. My eyes don't work that well.
Okay, well, good on you.
But it's a good tip for next week.
Yeah, great.
See me here with a magnifying glass, just like, ooh.
All right, that's enough.
Anyway, yay me.
Yeah, good on you. Yay. Here's more music on Joy.
Oh, cracking tune.
Joy 94.9, that used to be our little theme song, didn't it?
Oh, it's
way
so
back in the piece. Love it. Galantis and Peanut Butter Jolly.
Be able to enjoy it out and proud now these days because I used to live with someone who hated it. Anyway, moving on. you know one of the fundamental values that we hold dear here at Murphy's Law? Mm-hmm. What would it be if I threw out our vision, our true core values? The top one be, do you think?
Blow up dolls?
Well, penises? That's among the what was this? What was it?
Penises?
Yes. Well,
poo stories.
What? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's not exactly a poo story, but it is farting. So, congratulations us for hitting the lowest of lows this afternoon. but anyone wondered how much it's normal to fart?
Yes.
And
yes,
just well, and for anyone out there that goes, women don't fart. Well, some lovely people, thankfully, 10 healthy adults decided that they would give themselves over to science so that we could test
right.
it just to see over a 24-hour.
They just get fed gas.
So in a 24-hour period, all the flatus, that's a nice word.
Flatus.
They expelled was collected via a rectal catheter.
Name words.
Catheter. I can't say that
catheter.
Word. They ate normally, but to ensure a boost in gas production, they also had to eat 200 grams, which is half a large can of baked beans.
Wow.
Oh. So the participants produced whatever, blah, blah, blah. But apparently we all, men and women alike, experienced in a 24-hour period eight farting episodes, flatus episodes, they call it.
Ooh,
episodes.
Ooh.
And apparently,
like sort of like The Walking Dead episode eight.
Apparently, gas was produced while they were asleep, but at half the rate compared to during the day.
Right?
Aren't we all feeling enlightened after that?
Yeah, it's great.
I don't know how The Walking Dead made it into that.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that was clever.
I don't know. A lovely young man just brought in some lemon cake, and I'm feeling
a bit
feeling
me
like
too.
Sorry, actually.
Me too.
Oh, look out!
That's
open
okay.
the doors. Open the windows.
It comes from different sources, and apparently, it comes from even swallowing air.
I did hear about if you hold on to a fart and you don't let it out.
It comes out your mouth.
Well, that's right. It absorbs back into the body and then can
and
come
it comes
out, your
somewhere.
Mouth.
It has to go somewhere. It's a universal balance. What goes in must come out.
Wow. What a way to finish the show.
On an all-time high.
Isn't that?
We must thank Dame, our producer for that.
Amazing.
He found amazing
that
story.
That was like gold radio. Right there. And we wonder why a commercial hasn't picked this bloody show up.
Well, on another note, our Facebook page, we just lost a couple of likes. So,
anyone out there, if you missed that and want to relive that priceless moment, we do podcasting every week. You come to the Joy website and you can download the podcast, or you can go to joy.com.au, or you can go to iTunes. We're on all of it. Listen to the farting stories. Go on, I dare you.
Are you done?
Yeah, I think
awesome.
So.
What a good show. How much fun.
Oh, heaven. I've really enjoyed it.
Dolly, can I just say to the people out there, yes, I do tend to pay out on you a little bit. God, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, and I just want to also say I saw you in the Fringe Festival comedy show the other night. You did two stand-up gigs. I saw the Saturday night. You're absolutely brilliant. You're an untapped talent. Oh. And I wish you every ounce of success on your journey of comedy.
I feel like a bucket of slime is going to land on my head, but thank you.
That's
I
it.
Wonder where this dean came from.
Yeah, who are you?
I'm practicing gratitude, empathy and mindfulness.
Oh, thank you so much.
It won't last. I'll be back to my normal self next week. That's it from us.
Ciao.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.